This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our calls, game two of the NLDS, and after the game yesterday, J.D. Martinez on the field after the win said, this is the craziest team I've ever been on, which is a, kind of a line that this is a lot of fun, but also pretty insane that you guys keep coming back. What is the vibe of these guys watching this comeback yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, you know, you could call it vibe, momentum, you know, it's just crazy, you know, but the one thing is that as a team, we feel like we're never out of the ballgame, you know, and you got to give credit not only to the offense, but the pitching staff and the way we're playing defense behind those guys, because they're giving us a chance to stay in games. It's easy for us to come back late when it's only a run or two, because the type of offense that we got, you know, we're one swing away. You know, you get a couple of guys on and you're either right back in the game or you're tying the game or you're getting the lead. So I think it's a group effort. And like I said, it's a good feeling, and they believe in themselves.
In the beginning of the game, this 45,000 people, it was roaring in here. And by, you know, seventh, eighth inning, it was quiet. What was that like to feel the crowd eliminated for the end of the game?
Yeah, it was a good feeling. It was actually, you know, pretty neat at the beginning of the game when, you know, it's as loud as it gets, you know. Milwaukee was loud, but yesterday it was pretty crazy. But, you know, what I was telling the guys is, like, this is where you want to be. You know, you don't want to be at home. You know, this is – you want to get booed. You want to be here. And you just have to embrace it. And then by the time we got to the eighth inning and we put that rally together and the stadium went pretty much silent, it was a good feeling, too. So it was a good feeling at the beginning and a better feeling towards the end. It's not going to be any difference today, and we just got to continue to go out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, you have guys like Lindor and JD that have played in a lot of playoff games before, and you have young guys like Vientos and Alvarez, but also, you know, Brandon Nimmo hasn't been in too many playoff games, or Pete Alonso. Are you getting a sense from them that is the more games and at-bats that they get, the more comfortable that this can feel? Because it is a different feeling in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to go back to the month of August. You know, it feels like we've been playing playoff games for, you know, for months. You know, the feeling was that this sense of urgency is kind of like our backs against the wall. Every time we took the field, we faced a lot of adversity, whether it was traveling, playing good teams, and we continue to show up. We continue to find ways. So the Atlanta game to clinch felt like a postseason game. The walkout round, that one yesterday. But it's just the feeling that we've been having for a couple of months.
With Luis Severino today, what do the Phillies do really well? I know you mentioned that Milwaukee doesn't chase a lot, but what do the Phillies bats do that will present a challenge for Luis?
They are aggressive, you know, and they're going to attack them. So Sevy's got to be aggressive, but he's got to be able to execute first pitch strike, you know, not only getting ahead, but the quality. You know, if you're trying to get ahead by throwing a cookie right down the middle, they're going to make you pay for it. So he's got to execute. He's got to use corners. He's got to, you know, he's got to mix in. And then once he's ahead, he's got to stay on the attack. And hopefully he makes them chase. But like I said, he's going to have to execute.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.